5955.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is this?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
One of the sad notes of our long Thanksgiving Day weekend, we begin the Good Day program is with bad news. Actor Leslie Nielsen, probably best known for starring in some of the funniest comedy stuff, certainly of our age, of our era, died in Fort Lauderdale, 84, came from Canada with Lauren Green. Lauren Green was his best friend. They both were in a troupe of actors in Canada that came to America and became very successful. He had pneumonia. I don't know much else about what he had in terms of pneumonia is always the end result.
Right.
You didn't start with pneumonia. It happens as a result of whatever.
You're sick from cancer,
some kind of
heart disease, something. You get pneumonia, boom.
Yeah. So. In the business for 60 years, is he better known for anything other than Frank Drebin from the Naked Gun series?
Wilma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat. Yeah, come on.
He and George Kennedy. You know what? It's interesting because he started his career as a bad guy. He was a really bad guy.
It used to blow my mind when I would see him in some of his early stuff, the serious roles, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, very bad. Perry Mason, Raymond Burr, who were both were friends as well. I don't know that Burr was a Canadian. I don't remember that he was or he wasn't. But he was, again, they were in these acting troupes, and they would cut their teeth because there were many more bad guy roles than there were good guy roles. So Raymond Burr was a really bad guy. Leslie Nielsen, really, really bad guy. And then as his career modified, 1982 was the year for the first Police Squad on television. And then
was that before Airplane?
Airplane, the movie?
Yeah.
Or I think it was, Richie. I won't swear to it. Somebody will tell us. 800-510-8255. Hard to recollect because all that stuff, the late 70s, early 80s, becomes kind of a
blur. I'm trying to remember when his first kind of slapstick.
He was Airplane before he was Naked Gun.
That's what I thought.
Was it?
Because I don't remember Airplane at all.
You're right about it. Peter Graves was in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, however, of the Poseidon Adventure. He was in the Poseidon, remember?
Oh, wow.
1972, he was in the Poseidon Adventure. And then he was 1980. He was Airplane. You're right. I remember just looking at all of this stuff here. Some of the famous lines from Airplane that he was responsible for. When his character suggests the plane's sick passengers and pilots have to get to a hospital right away, the attendant asks, "A hospital? What's that?" And you just heard,
"This woman has to be gotten to a hospital."
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients. That's not important right now.
And then, of course, the most famous one.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. It's still funny, man.
So, of course it's funny. It's hysterical stuff. And so we'll remember sadness we're sad because he passed. We're certainly not sad because of all of the stuff that in the last 35 years or so of his career, he made this mark.
When I was just checking Facebook last night, I don't know, around 9 o'clock or something, I had seen a post saying, you know, RIP Leslie Nielsen, rest in peace, Leslie Nielsen.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man, no, not Leslie Nielsen. So then I started cruising through Facebook, and usually when somebody passes away, you see it posted a few times on Facebook. Every single post almost for the 10 minutes that I was going backwards on Facebook to seeing what's happened in the last half hour or so was about Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Every single post.
Well, I think, Clay, that would be a good job for you, as a matter of fact, as we go through all of this, find what people are saying, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Email is fine, too, doug@dougstefan.com. A lot of email about the TSA. We'll spend some time on that. Later in the hour, an acknowledgement of the passing of one of the Beatles, because that's in the anniversary box for today. But just getting on to or off of Leslie Nielsen will be hard. We could spend pretty much the whole day finding the catalog of things that...
Mm-hmm. He brought people a lot of joy, that's
sure
for sure.
Yeah. Yep, and that's a wonderful thing to be remembered for. And so, but 84 is awfully young.
And as 20-year-old Clay would say, what's his name again? Yeah, Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Liam Nielsen?
Yeah. Hello. And then you have all these people. Will the folks who are famous today, think of Lady Gaga or Justin Timberlake or the Kardashians or Ryan Seacrest or some of the other people that are famous now, will, when they sadly pass, they'd be remembered the way we remember Leslie Nielsen? I suppose someone.
Well, is Ryan Seacrest this generation? Is Clay's? Is Ryan Seacrest Clay's
Dick Clark?
Right.
Yep.
At least Seacrest has some talent.
He does.
What's his talent? That's what his talent is. What's that, Clay?
Did Dick Clark not have talent?
Dick Clark would tell you that he had no talent. Ed McMahon would tell you that he had no talent. Talent was.
Yeah, Dick Clark. I saw Dick Clark do something off the cuff for Wolfman Jack's kind of a memory of him after he passed away. And you were in tears after the 60
his
seconds.
His talent
rolled
is
off.
Being able to take something.
It's unbelievable.
His talent is taking unfamiliar material and making it his own. That's what Dick Clark's talent is, or was certainly. And McMahon, kind of the same. When you go through the Hugh Downs, the Ed McMahons, the Dick Clark. Dick Clark created a business, though. Ed was not a good businessman. That's pretty obvious by his sad ending. Hugh Downs is still around and still working in his late 80s. But when it came to being able to capitalize on what the opportunities were that were around, Dick Clark was the champion. And so Ryan is trying to emulate that to a certain extent. And he's doing quite a good job of it, actually. Weekend box office number one, Harry Potter, $50 million domestically. So far, this movie has taken in almost $600 million around the planet. Second movie, Tangled, not bad.
Is it a hit?
Tangled took in $49
million. Wow.
I don't even know what it's about. Richie was trying to
explain. It's Rapunzel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, the hair. Yeah.
Tangled. Megamind was three, Burlesque number four.
I want to take Sean.
Unstoppable number five. You know that movie that was 123 hours, 127 hours, about the guy who gets caught and has to cut off his arm?
Yeah, I won't see that one.
Maybe that hasn't done well because of its, the kind of sad or stark nature.
Well, people have passed out in the movie theater watching him cut off his own arm, so that might turn people away.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. In a moment, we see what's going on. There's so many things as a result of this weekend. Some good news, some interesting things going on. The TSA still has a focus, or we deserve to take a look at. It deserves another focus because there are some ideas that came from people over the weekend about what to do about security that you may want to hear and you may want to respond to at 800-510-8255. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn is here after her Thanksgiving weekend doing lots of cooking. And Richie is here, and Clay is here, and you're here. That's what's important. 16 after the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company, and USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Magic of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As long as we're doing M's, Montel and Money Mutual. How about that all together? We have the magic of Montel and Money Mutual. Money Mutual is the trusted source for the past 60 or so years. Number of lenders who will tell you that you can get $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. If you've got something unexpected, you got to pay. A lot of people will take advantage of this over the Christmas season. We understand that, and that's good. You got medical bills that need to be taken care of. 24 hours is all you need. Start by going to MontelMoneyMutual.com. You got to be 18 or older, have a regular job. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or you can call them at 800-532-CASH, 800-532-2274. Be listening in a few moments as we visit with Montel. He always has some pithy information, pithy advice, health-related, because that's pretty much what his life has turned to. So Montel joins us in a few minutes here on Good Day. The overview of the weekend, we've spent some time talking about Leslie Nielsen passing. Here's Chuck in Key West with some info on Leslie Nielsen. Go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning. Enjoy your show, Doug. Listen
Thank
every
you.
Day.
Good,
you're welcome. I just wanted to drop a tidbit. The first time I saw Leslie Nielsen was in the sci-fi classic of the 50s called Forbidden Planet. He had a pretty big role. I don't know if it was his first movie, but it certainly was one where he had a pretty large role in that.
Yeah, that's now all. You're in Florida. Is there anything in the local newspapers about what his actual malady was?
No, I haven't got the paper yet today. It's still quite early. I haven't left the house yet.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everything I've seen that's just okay. Says pneumonia, Dougie.
Yeah, that's all I've seen, too. Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck. Yeah, I remember some of those things as well. He was in some pretty spooky stuff as well as being a bad guy. Thank you for calling with that remembrance. Chuck with Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Clay and you at 21 after the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Last Monday in November, buy that one.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Until recently, the number one most listened to song in the world.
Really?
Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. As a new generation discovered it through Ghost, it became extraordinarily popular in AC stage, all kinds of formatting.
Don't forget it was in The Naked Gun, too.
Yeah.
They
that's
did
right.
The spoof
oh, yeah,
of
that's
the
right.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, the research department at one of the trade magazines most associated with music on the radio has done some research, Richie, and has found out that Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers is not any longer the number one most listened to song on earth. It was thought during the acquiring of knowledge stage that this song was going to be number one, the Lynyrd Skynyrd version of Sweet Home Alabama. Which from mid 2006 or 7 started getting tremendous play in all of the various the classic rock stations, greatest hit stations,
it always has
active rock stations, country stations, AC stations, hot AC stations. But the Alabama version also is one that gets a good deal of attention. Whether that keeps this song in the number two position. We're starting with number three, the top three most listened to songs on earth. Excuse me. Number three, Unchained Melody. Number two, Sweet Home Alabama. But the number one song that people listen to more than anything else these days.
Really?
Yep. It's a song from Journey.
Wow.
Oh, totally.
Yep. Officially now, Don't Stop Believing is the new number one song on earth. Because
wow.
According to the researcher, all of the ages, that is my
this
age,
song
your
is
age,
more, yeah.
People who were Clay's age, all seem to be able to identify with this song.
This song's more popular now than I think it was when it came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it is. It's the most popular song.
I mean, I saw Journey
in being played on the air.
Absolutely one of their mega hits. But,
yeah.
Man, the most listened to song of all time, I wouldn't have... Wow.
Apparently, it was used in The Sopranos and... has been on Glee.
Well, don't forget it was which politician used it? Was it Obama or Clinton used
Mrs. Clinton?
Don't stop thinking about
Fleetwood Mac.
That was Fleetwood Mac. That was Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the song that is now played more in this country and around the world than any other song. Gets more airplay than any other song. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Kind of interesting. But Unchained Melody was there on the top of that list for a long time.
I thought The Long and Winding Road or Yesterday or one of those Beatles songs was there, too.
None of the Beatles songs in the top five, Richie.
What's 4 and 5 just around today?
Number four. But, you know, see, that spoils my next story. why are you going to like it?
Come on, Rich.
You going to break this up into a two-parter?
Yes. Interesting news on Taylor Swift, who is somebody I kind of think has got her head on right.
Yeah, so far I dig her.
Yeah, she and Jake Gyllenhaal spent the Thanksgiving weekend together. They apparently went to the movies. They were spotted in Brooklyn at a coffee shop.
Why? He's, what, 30 what?
He's 29.
No, he's only 29.
Oh, really? And how old is she?
She's 20.
And
they were
still
smiling and laughing together, talking a lot, enjoying each other's company. Isn't that sweet? According to witnesses, they look very happy. Isn't that nice? Meanwhile, speaking of the Harry Potter movies, there is a rumor around Jennifer that Harry may have become a father, but he doesn't know it. And the woman who is the mother of the child says he'll never know it.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
How about that?
Then why would she say it to the media?
28 fasting. Come on, stop asking this question.
Hi, I'm Uncle Williams, and this is Living Well. Today I want to talk to you about exercise, that thing that we all know we should do, but don't do enough of. Maybe it's because we don't have the time, or maybe it's because we think we don't have the money to join a gym. Well, I'm here to tell you that both of those excuses are bogus. You definitely don't need to join a gym to get healthy, and you can incorporate exercise into even the busiest schedule. Start with simple things, like replacing an elevator ride with a stair climb. Not only will this help tone your lower body, it will also get your heart rate going and improve your cardiovascular fitness. The next time you're watching TV, don't just sit on the couch or in a chair. Try doing jumping jacks or push-ups. And if that's too rigorous, here's another trick. Get an exercise ball and make that your new seat. You might not realize it, but by sitting on the ball with your spine aligned, you're actually engaging your stomach. Those ab muscles have to work extra hard to keep you balanced. That's just a few exercise tips to help you live well. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
As directed.
Yesterday's news.
November 29th, 2001. The Quiet Beatle passes on. George Harrison lost his battle with cancer at the age of 58. The youngest Beatle died in Los Angeles with his family by his side. Among those expressing their condolences was Paul McCartney.
I'm very sad, devastated. We've known he's been ill for a long time. And I'm just privileged to have known him. And I love him like he's my brother.
Harrison became a prolific songwriter with the Beatles. His credits included Taxman, Here Comes the Sun, and Something, which Frank Sinatra called the greatest love song ever written. George Harrison reached the top of the charts throughout his career, but his spiritualism always seemed more important to him than his music.
Each soul is potentially divine, and the goal is to manifest that divinity. Each living being is entitled to be Christ conscious, and actually has to become Christ conscious in the end.
And that's yesterday's news for November 29th.
Away. And the information on his passing, there's one of his big single songs. 34 and change past the hour. Leslie Nielsen, who played the hapless doctor in Airplane, the accident-prone detective Frank Drebin in the Naked Gun series, passed away in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. He was 84. We've been talking about him as well. And, well, we should be talking about him. So, now, the focus turns around to things that we all have had to deal with one way or another. A lot of eating over the weekend. I was thinking, actually, we were just talking a few minutes ago about the number one most listened to song these days. It reminded me, Richie, of a line that comes from the, a lot of music stations are changing formatically because there's a new measurement device called PPM. So some stations doing research have come up with some of the old stuff that used to work and people discarded it, because we always seem to discard the things that work in favor of new things, new ideas from new people. Mm-hmm. The old stuff's no good. Throw it out.
New technology.
So the best liner I heard over the weekend was from a station in Connecticut. Classic rock from live guys, dead guys, and those somewhere in between.
Is yeah. that like Keith Richards or somebody?
Excuse me. Classic rock.
That's funny.
From live guys, dead guys, and those somewhere in between. Keith Richards would probably be an yep. example of one of those guys mm-hmm. that's somewhere in between. The television show that people talk about but don't seem to be watching too much, Sarah Palin's Alaska. Over the weekend on that show, the reason for Sarah's daughter being named Bristol
right.
was explained. What mm-hmm. is the reason? 800-510-8255 for one of our swell prizes. We have Doug Steffen paraphernalia. You got that book from Joseph Bonsall of the Oak Ridge Boys, very popular right now on the New York Times bestseller list. The Cracker Barrel Meals for Two are coming up, too, by the way. Don't forget our 12 Days of Christmas. We'll have that for you with some neat prizes, presents, if you will. But right now, the focus is on Sarah Palin and daughter Bristol, who's gotten a lot of attention because of her really good showing on Dancing with the Stars. Say what you will about Sarah. Say what you will about the Palins. The kid did a good job, and she deserves to get some credit for it. And the political naysayers need to rub their nose in something else. Yeah, that's my opinion on this. I'm not a Sarah. I'm not voting for Sarah Palin for anything. I'm not interested in her political career. I'm not interested in much of anything. But I think Bristol did okay for herself. And as a result of her being more, the focus is on her when Sarah Palin first ran and she had an out-of-wedlock child, and blah, blah, this and that. Okay, so right now I want to know, if you know, from the explanation on the TV show, and you can find it probably somewhere else as well if you want to, but the first person who has the right answer will get the prize, 800-510-8255. Sarah Palin explained why her daughter was named Bristol. What was the explanation? What is the explanation for that name? 800-510-8255. It's interesting because she said something in the show this weekend that counters something that she had said before about why Bristol is named Bristol. But you can figure it out and do your homework. 800-510-8255. You know what the most interesting thing? All of the flowers. I went to the checkout counter yesterday, Richie. I was at a drugstore getting something. I forget who it is, what it was. Who's answering the phone? Why is it we still have... Can we do something about the phones?
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Okay. Anyway, we have interesting story about Prince William and Kate Middleton. You've seen her picture everywhere, right, Jennifer? She's everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they've decided to do something that's pretty interesting. They're going to hold a Willy Wonka-style golden ticket drawing in which 100 Englishmen or English residents...
Persons.
English persons, thank you, will get a chance to attend their wedding April 29th in Westminster Abbey.
Let's let some
That's
of the commoners
so cool.
in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but 100. Being an English person is fun, I think.
You're like, yeah, but England is a great place.
Let's make sure we get some of the little people in.
And then, so that's an idea that kind of has merit. Sweet. Kind of nice. So anyway, I was saying earlier, how much have I used so anyway already?
Anyways, you guys.
So anyway.
The male cast of Harry Potter is on the defensive. There's a website that has posted a postcard featuring photos of several of the Potter stars. The note on the postcard read, quote, "One of these men is the father of the most amazing girl in the world. He's never met her. He never will. He probably can't remember my name." Well, the accusation has prompted several of those pictured to deny they are the daddy. Tom Felton, James Phelps, let's see here. But no word from Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Jason Isaacs, or Alan Rickman.
Who is this dumb woman that did this?
I don't know. Not identified.
Mel Gibson is single. You could go catch him.
Right. Who's now, according to Oksana, she's saying he's trying to extort money from her.
Well, that's because she has all of his money.
Hey, can I have some of my money back, please?
Gotta eat.
Yeah. Let's have some of that dough back again. So, no, stop it. Will you please, Jennifer? You must, whatever it is, I'm usually not into this. I don't usually do this. I don't usually repeat. But when I hear myself saying the same word,
you're
I
so
don't
into
know
it.
Why? Well, I'm listening to myself. It's a good idea, isn't it, if I do? Huh?
I'm looking at this Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
They have a picture of Ron Weasley up when he was like 12 and Harry Potter when he was like 12.
Yeah, a little young for that.
And then
stuff.
The two twins. I mean, they've got all of them. Every single guy that was in the movie except for the old guy.
Does it make sense for us to take a call from Alaska?
Yeah.
To get the answer to the question about Sarah Palin in Alaska? Bob is in Soldotna, Alaska.
Soldotna.
Soldotna, listening to KSRM. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. Why is it that Sarah says her daughter was named Bristol?
Well, I imagine, I've never read anything about it, but because Bristol Bay is the largest salmon fishing area in the world, and Sarah is a commercial fisherman, I would imagine she probably named her Bristol after Bristol Bay.
That is exactly correct, Amundo.
Da-da-da-da.
All right, hold on just a second. I want to see if, let's see, Vera is in Indiana. Hi, Vera. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Great, thank you.
That's good. Did you hear Sarah Palin once before say that Bristol was named after another place?
No, it's in her book, also Bristol Bay.
It is. Interesting, because, thank you, Vera. I just wanted to see. I'm going to try one other person here. Dwayne, what did you think or hear from Sarah? This is the interesting story is that it's sort of political. What did you hear she say about Bristol's being named?
Well, she was at the NASCAR race in Bristol, Tennessee, and the cars running around the track and reverberating and everything. She had to be airlifted to Bristol County Hospital, and so she named her Bristol.
Because of Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah, NASCAR. Yeah. It's a big old NASCAR race down there.
Now, she also said what she was doing when she was running for vice president, she visited Bristol, Connecticut, and said to the crowd there that her daughter was named Bristol because it was a visit that she'd made once before to Bristol, Connecticut. She thought it was such a beautiful place. So she's told some people that she was named Bristol because politically it was astute in Bristol, Connecticut. And then it was apparently politically astute to do it in Bristol, Tennessee. And now apparently it's good for whatever, the ratings, to tell everybody it was Bristol Bay, Alaska.
For NASCAR fans that eat that up.
Bristol was named. So which is it? Would be the question. What I asked was, what did she say on the television show? And what she said on the television show is what Bob has said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the correct answer. All right, Bob, you get the prize. Good man. Hold
well,
on.
Right
just a
on. I've never read her book or anything, and I just assumed that. And
Well, that was a correct assumption.
I wouldn't vote for her either myself. We're not real fond of.
But
well, a lot of Alaskans aren't real fond of her here anymore.
Yeah, well, she's a carpetbagger, in a sense.
She got our legislature to give TransCanada $500 million for a pipeline that they don't have to build and such things. But I got to get ready to go to work. So
all right, hold on a second. We'll handle you quickly. Thank you. Get ready for work. Bristol Bay in Alaska, but it is interesting. Bristol, Connecticut. excuse me, Bristol, Tennessee.
I think it's interesting to see that our other daughter, Willow, is going to be spending her 16th birthday cutting fish heads off.
Really?
That's delicious.
I thought that Willow was going to spend her 16th birthday eating crow after that stupid post. The two of them, actually, Bristol sort of, I think, recovered from what she said, but Willow has yet to recover from those stupid comments that were made on her.
Trying
was
to defend
Twitter?
Her. She was trying to defend her sister and got a little bit too
carried away.
Carried away.
Well, I heard Willow was going to spend her 16th birthday at a gay club because of her comments, not because she's gay.
Oh, okay.
15 before the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for
any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
All right, so here is the latest way for lawyers to make money. Ready?
Yeah. Jeez, here we go.
Ready.
This is a borrowing this from a page from a law review. The CEO of a Las Vegas-based legal entity called Right Haven has begun buying out the copyrights to newspaper content, and the only reason that they're doing it is to sue blogs and websites that repost the articles without permission. And this guy is making money. The only thing he takes, he buys the copyright. Do you understand what I'm saying? Buys the copyright to newspaper content, and this is media companies and that sort of thing. They're all copyrighted. They're all protected. And so when other people steal this material, the chief lawyer, a guy named Steve Gibson, says that they need to be held accountable. So what he calls it is copyright trolling litigation.
Jeez.
All right. Another reason to love those lawyers. He has expanded. He has 80 federal lawsuits going on right now. It's the Right Haven Foundation, if you want to go, and he's charging on average of about $150,000. For each infringement.
People like this should be just shot. It's just out there trolling, looking for ways.
He got from a music publisher, Rich. He got $1.3 million in damages.
I mean, I guess his clients are happy.
But he owns all of these. He bought them up. He's buying them up so he can sue people when they use
just
the copyright.
Just to clutter up the courts.
Right? Yeah. There you go. Well, most people settle. Just send them a check. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
View 15%.
It's good to hear their players.
It's not even about a baseball game.
Dudley. I do feel like I'm at a baseball game, don't you?
You're really?
Yeah, yeah.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the
crowd.
Fun. Huh? The poll today at DougStephan.com. How much do you plan to spend for Christmas? According to the stats, the average person who shopped over the weekend and actually went to stores and stuff, not online, spent $382 versus $364 for the same
statistic. I wish I went shopping with them.
Last year. Yeah, who are those people?
Be with you next year,
anyway,
people.
Yeah, who are those people? Anyway, how much do you plan to spend for Christmas? A, way too much. I love Christmas and I'm bad at budgeting. B, just enough. I pride myself on getting great gifts while getting good deals. A lot of good deals this weekend. A lot of Black Friday deals now. We have, what is today? What do they call it today? Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
I see C on the poll. Not a lot. Times are tough. Christmas gifts are not the necessities. And D, I'm only going to spend as much as Dick Cheney will allow. That's kind of lame. Was we too much of the Dick Cheney stuff? I think we've gone through that, don't you think? Haven't we worked that enough?
Yeah, we had our fun with it.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Can move on to the next thing.
Right. You could say only as much as my spouse will allow. And then in parentheses, good reason to be divorced. Something clever like that. Right? It's time now for our better living and focus on technology. A lot of technology news today. Alex Goldfein is our technology tailor. You will not believe, Richie, you will not believe.
I won't.
What one of Steve Jobs or Jobs. Original Apple computers sold for at auction.
Oh, wow.
Matter of fact.
I bet it went crazy.
I did. It was actually kind of an interesting story. And if I had been really sharp, I would have asked somebody to come on and we'd have put them on. How much time do we have before we actually get to this? Let me see if we can find
30 seconds.
But
I could make it 60 seconds.
Make it 60. All right. How much did Apple... There was an Apple One computer that sold at auction over the weekend, or I think it was late last week, anyway,
what was the amount it sold for. Get the right number, you get a prize. 800-510-8255. How's that for being on top of things?
There you are.
So you got 60 seconds to figure it out before Alex Goldfane, the technology tailor, answers the question for you here on Good Day.
Shopping just got easier this holiday with MattelShop.com, an online shopping destination designed to be easy and intuitive by offering a complete selection of Mattel products, informative content, and an immersive social shopping experience. And since every toy lover is unique, there are also exclusive features like Barbie My Design, where Barbie fans can customize Barbie products, including a surfboard. For more info and free shipping for a limited time, listeners can log on to MattelShop.com and enter Top 40. That's Lifestyles from Mattel.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
In 1976, Apple founder and CEO Steve Jobs was making computers in his parents' garage. Among the first computers he made was called the Apple I. Back then, the computer was just a motherboard. There was no case, no power supply, no keyboard or monitor, but there was a cassette tape interface to feed the motherboard data. The device had 8K of RAM memory. That's 8% of 1 megabyte. For comparison today, $300 laptops commonly come with 256 or 512 megabytes of RAM. Anyway, this Apple I computer sold for $666 back in 1976. Only 200 were made. Last week, one of them was sold at a Christie's auction for over $210,000. It came with a signed letter from Steve Jobs and the original $666 invoice. An Italian businessman with a private collection bought the Apple One. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, so you got the answer. What was the answer, Richie?
Wow. 600 and some, or 200 and some thousand.
$213,000.
Wow.
One of Apple's first computers, $213,600
new.
$1,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Among the first made in the garage. That's kind of cool. By the way, originally it sold, did he tell you? I didn't hear him.
Yeah,
say,
$600.
$666.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matter of fact, it was sold for $666.66.
Ooh, that's evil.
Yeah, it was kind of evil. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.